Yeah, we're holding Mishnayis Oihilis, Perakhes, Mishnah Beis. The middle of the Mishnah before said that there are certain things that remain like a Yesh Mevinas Atum of Chaitzin. There are certain things that could be a Mechitza, that could be Chaitzin, stop Tumah from going through. And also, if it's on top of you, it could be like an oil to bring Tumah. And there are things that do one and not the other, and do neither and do both. It's now Mishnah Beis. Hazizin, like these are the things that do both. They could be considered an oil. They would bring down tumah, and they're also chaytasin. If they're like a mechitza between you and the tumah, it also stops the tumah. So hazizin, these are the things that projections come out of your house, come out of the wall. Hazizin means like ablitas that come out of the wall. The ha gizriyos, those are type of balconies. The ha shayvchos, that's where the bird nests are, and the ha shkifim. That's the churim. He said that the churim, the holes in the rocks, a cliff, the hole in a cliff. Fiha saloyim, that's big rocks, and fiha gahorim, and that's like caves. Fiha shenonim, that's like a crags. Fiha sechochois, those are overhangings, a branch that overhang. Fiha peroyis, that's growths, wild growths of things that project, come out like bushes. If all these things are strong enough that they can support the thin layer of kli, so these are the words of Rabbi Meir, that all these things could remain both the mechitza and also they could be an oihel. The chomer and the chom say maziva beninis. It has to be able to hold up to support a middle type of a layer of clay. This maziv is usually where they put it on top of the roof like a layer of clay. So if these things are strong enough to hold this layer of clay, then it's considered an oil or a mechitza. Now the Mishnah explains, Eluvein aschochos, these are the things that are called like overhanging, the things like branches that overhang. Elon, they have a tree. Shumesa chaloritz, that the branches go out and like come over down to the ground. So underneath the branches, that's called sichchos. That's also considered like an oil. If there's a tumas, the gazayas of a mace on one side, and a person is sitting on the other side of it, it would make him tummy. And who adin, if you're on top of it, it would be a chatzitz, the tumah would not go through it. We have proyis. What are proyis? Those are hayyotzis minagoder. Those are things that grow out, like come out through a wall. If you have a partition of a wall there, and you have branches growing out through them, that's called proyis. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Elu mevi'im, these are things that could bring tumah, they could be an oihel for tumah, but v'loi chotzin, it does not stop tumah from coming through. And sound the pshat is because these things themselves are being mekabel tumah, therefore it does not stop the tumah from going through. Now hashedov yatevov yamigdol, if you have a box or you have a chest, something looking like a tower, a kivera sakash of a beehive that's made from straw, plus kivera sakanim, the beehive like that's made from reeds, or boros svin alexandris, if you have like a pit inside the ship alexandris, a water tank there in the ship of alexandris, shein bem shalayim, that has no bottom to it, or else viena marzika maboyin so balach, shein kurayim viyovish, they're not big enough to hold 40 saw of water of liquid, which is really 2 crores of yovish. Since they're not that big, therefore they're still considered a kli, and they would be in the kabel tumah. Since they themselves are in the kabel tumah, therefore they cannot be chaytis with their tumah. For urea, let's say you have a curtain, for urea, who is kurtia, let's say it's like a leather apron, who ketovia, let's say that's a sheet, v'sadid, another type of a sheet, or mafetz or a mat, or matzelos, other type of mats, shenem asuim oilim, they're not made for tents. So therefore, since they're not made for tents, they themselves have a shem kli on them, and therefore they're makabel tumah. Or behemah v'chayi shemesi, behemah v'chayi that died also, since they can be makabel tumah, they can't be a chatzitza. V'yechlim temeim, food that's tamei, or at least that could be makabel tumah. Now, Meisav Alem, we add on this also, Harachayim Shel Adam, a handmill that's made that a person has to use, that's also called the kli that could be Makabel Tumah, therefore, it's not chaytzes with natum. Does not stop kumah from going through. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Dalet, Elo, these are things that chaytzes in. They could, the opposite way, they could stop tumah from coming through. But v'loy mevi, and these things cannot be like an oil, they cannot bring tumah down. So it says, the maseches prusa, those are the strings of shesi that goes up and down on the riga before you start to weave the beged. And the chavilei hamitos are the strings that hold up the bed. V'hamashpolois, that's like baskets that are also woven. And v'hasrigois shebecholoinus, that type of window. The spread, you spread over a window, those things also. These things, since they have a lot of holes in them, therefore they cannot be a chatzitza. The achatzitza they are, but the namavim is a tumor. And the reason is all these things, since they're like neti, it's like there are a lot of holes in between there. These are like the nets and the prusas and the weaving. So therefore, since a lot of nikuvim, that makes it is not called an oil, and therefore does not bring the tumor. Mishnah Hey, elu these things loy mevim loy chayitz. These will need. They don't bring tumor. They don't not a chatzitza. Don't stop it. Hazroyim, seeds, vayirokas, the vegetables, hamechubor lekarka. If they're still mechubor lekarka, then they can't do anything. Chutz min hayirokas shemonu. Excluding the yirokas shemonu, we said in Mishnah Aleph that those yirokas over there would be mevin as a tumah v'chitzim, because they're mekayim tomid, or else because they're very strong. Now the kipat haborod, like a piece of borod of hail. V'yashelad the snow, v'yakvor ice, v'yagalid also ice, v'yamelat salt, v'yadoyleg v'yamokim l'mokim. Is there anything that could hop from place to place, or else v'yakoyfetz v'yamokim l'mokim, anything that could jump from a place to a place? V'yoyf, and a bird hapor that flies, v'talis ha'menafefes, or else the talis also that shakes, that moves, v'svinish shot up in the mayim, or a ship that's floating on the water. If you tie up the ship with something that can make it stand, stay still. You put a stone on top of the talus that holds it down. Then mevinis a tumah. Then that could be considered like an oil that would bring tumah. Rabbi Yisim Gracie says, "Habayish of a swing of the hut, the house that's on the ship, ain't a mevis tumah. That cannot bring a tumah. That's not called an oil. It has a look like the swinger itself, and therefore it's not called an oil." And it cannot be maybe, it does not bring down the tumor. And we're talking about this bayit cannot stand up with the ruach mitsuyam, therefore it's not considered a strong enough oil. Mishnah Vav, shtei chovyis, let's say you have two wine jars, uvehen kishnei chatzoy zesim, and each one of them contains like half of an olive's, shnei chatzoy zesim, each one of them has a half of a gazayas of a mace. Mukofas summit puzzle, each one of them is sealed tight. Or Munachas Dechabayas, they're both inside the house. So kids, you have a kazayas of a mace inside the house, but the chatz kazayas is in each barrel, which is sealed tight. Hein Tyrus. So the barrels themselves are takator, the chav yisat Tyrus. Because each one of them does not have inside a shear to be metamarit. Therefore, them Tyrus, but Rabbayas Tomei, the house in general becomes Tomei. Because it's summit puzzle, it's not matzalal, tumash shebatoichem, matamas abayas. Does not stop the tumor from inside going outside. So the roof on top, like, is considered like an oil. And therefore, there's a gazayas of a mace inside this house. Therefore, the tumor would come down. But it would not go into these barrels, since these barrels themselves have its some impossible or seal tight. Niftuchachas, unless you open up one of them, he via bayis tumay, and that barrel becomes tummy now, because the tumor comes down from the oil into the barrel. The chavret the Torah, but the other barrel that's still at some impossible, still closed. That's still a store. Behind the same thing, Shnei Chadorim. Shem Sukh Nevayas, you have two rooms that are opened up to the house, the same thing. They're both closed, and the Chati Zayas in each one of them. So Tumah goes up, we'd open up one door, so that then also becomes Tomei, but the other one remains Tohor. Now, Perek Chi, Mishnah, Kiveres, this is a beehive. Here it means you have a kli, you have a vessel, a large vessel, that's lying on its side. She b'teicha pesach, that it's inside the entrance of a house. Opielachutz, but the mouth of the vessel is facing outside, is outside the house. Now let's say you have a kezayis min hames, you have a kezayis of a mace, nosun tachter, that's either underneath this vessel,
or yalgab, or else it's on top of the vessel. So mibachutz. In other words, the kezias of the mace is like outside the house. It's on the outer part of the kli that's outside the house. So it's like this: kol shu kineger hazayis tachteo v'gabatomi. Anything that's right opposite the kezias of the mace itself, right underneath it or right on top of it, that's tummy. Now the tumor shoots up and shoots down. The whole shame, the kineger hazayis, what's not exactly opposite the kezias of the meat of the mace, then toichoi v'habayis tor. What's inside the kli or inside the house, that remains tor. In other words, the whole kli inside remains tor, and the whole bayis also remains tor. It's not like an oil to bring the tumor inside the house. What's going to be bayis? Let's say the gezayis of the mace was inside the house. They named tomei ela bayis. Only the bayis house is tomei, but not the outside, because the tumor is not safe to go out through that. Let's say the tum is inside the middle of this kli, then our kol tum, and then everything becomes tummy. The inside the kli and the habayis, everything becomes tummy. In other words, this kli is not a chitzes b'fnei tumah, therefore the tumah goes all over and goes inside the house also, and even the house becomes tummy. Mishneh Beis, hoysa gvoyim minoras tefach. Let's say this large vessel, it was placed above the ground, the tefach. Hoysa gvoyim minoras tefach. Now tumah tachteh, let's say the tumah, the gezayis of the mace, is underneath this kli, oy babayis, or else the kezias of the mace is inside the house, oy yagaba, or else the kezias of the mace is on top of this kli, hakol tamei, everything becomes tamei, elo toichoi, means whatever is inside the house, whatever is on top of the kli and bottom of the kli, they all become tamei, hakol tamei, elo b'soichoi, means chutz, excluding what's found inside the kiveres itself, what's inside the kiveres, that becomes torah. Because it's matzil, mashter b'toichoi does not become tamei. Now b'toichoi, let's say the kezias of the mace is inside the middle of this kiveres, the middle of the kli, then again hakol tamei, everything becomes tamei, not chaytzetzes, therefore the tumah goes all over, goes even inside the house. Now Mishneh Gimel, b'med v'mamurim, when was this said, the halachas of Mishnah of the Mishneh Beis, v'zman shei kli mechuchelis, when this kli is a kli mechuchelis, means it's pierced, has a lot of square holes there. Well, some say mechuchelis means it's not that closed tight, it's not put together again well. What's going to be though, hoysa p'chusa, let's say though, it was broken, and p'kuka b'kash, and they clogged it up with straw, they blocked it up with straw, oyafutsa, means it was like pressed together very tight. Now, ezi afutza, what's called afutza? Kol shein lo tefach v'mokem echod. There's no tefach in one place. It's so narrow, so pressed together, there's not a tefach in one place. In such a case, kezayis min ameis nosem tachtel, let's kezayis min ameis put underneath this kli. So, kenegdoi ad ha-toim tomei. Opposite of it goes straight down, is all tomei. Agab, what's on top of it? Kenegdoi ad ha-rekiya tomei. Goes straight up to the rekiya. But if the gezayis min ameis is put on top of the kli, then the tumah goes straight up to the rekiya. Babayis, that's the gezayis min ameis is inside the house. And tumah yelah abayis, and only inside the house is tumah. B'soich, let's say the gezayis min ameis is inside this kli. And tumah yelah toich, then only what's inside becomes tumah, and not outside. It doesn't bring the tumah straight through, since the kli is so narrow, it does not bring the tumah outside. It's not matumah, the house is outside. Mishneh Dalet, hoysa gvoyim min ha'aretz tefach. Let's say this large vessel was placed one tefach above the ground. So now, tumah tachteh, let's say the tumah, the gezayis min ha'aretz is underneath it. So ay babayis, or else the gezayis min ha'aretz is inside the house. The locher is tachteh, what's underneath this kli, the abayis, and the abayis becomes tumah, the tumah comes into the house. But toicho, it's inside the kli itself, the gabor, and on top of it, that's Torah, it is a chatzitza, the tumah does not go up or go in. What's going to be b'soich? Let's say the kezias min ha'aretz is inside b'soicho. The name tomei el toich. It's only tomei the toicho the inside. Al gabo, because it's a chatzitza, it stops it from going down and up. Let's say al gabo, the kezias min ha'aretz is on top of the kli. L'ru is kineg de'ad rekiya tomei. Only opposite, straight up to the rekiya, it's all tomei. Now Mishneh Hei, b'mer devar mamurim. When were these halachas said? Bisman shepi lechutz, only if the mouth, the opening of this kli, is outside the house. What's going to be the opposite? Let's say Hayafil Lefnim, against this large vessel, was lying down, and the opening of it was Lefnim, inside the house. Now, Kizayis min ha-meis nosan tachtel. Kizayis min ha-meis was put underneath this kli. Oh, Yal Gabriel's on top of it, mi bachutz. And the Kizayis min ha-meis is outside the house. Halacha is kosher, k'neged ha-zayis. Whatever exactly opposite the Kizayis of the meis itself, where the tachtel underneath it, the Gabriel above it, is tummy. There's not chaytis mifnei ha-tumah. The tumah goes up. But the whole she'enu k'neged ha-zayis is not exactly opposite, either above it or below the Kizayis min ha-meis. So then, toichoy v'habayis tor. The inside of the kli and the house itself is also Torah. What's going to be though, b'soicha? Let's say the tumor is inside the kli, or the bias, the tumor is inside the house. Then I call tummy. Then the tummy goes from the house outside into the kli, and everything becomes tummy. Mishnah Vov. What's going to be hoisa gvoyim minoras tefach? Let's say again, this kiveris, this kli, was above the ground, the tefach. Now tumah tachtev, the tumah kazayis min hametz is underneath this kli. Oy the bias of exais when the mates is inside the house. Oy the soich of exais when the mates is inside the kli. Oy a gabra on top of it, hakol tummy. In this case, everything becomes tummy. The chiddush is, since the mouth of the kli is inside the house, if everything becomes tummy, the tumma goes inside the house and all around, then it goes inside this kli. Therefore, hakol tummy. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. The medevur mamurim, when was this said? We learned before in the last two Mishnayisin. That's bizman she kli mechuchelis. When it's a kli that's mechuchelis, that has like holes passed through it, it's not a complete, not a complete kli. Hoysop chusop kukavakash. Let's say that was broken open, and then it was put together in a kuka. You closed it up again. You blocked it up with straw, or yafutza, or with means you clogged it up by pressing it together. Like the Mishnah explains, as a yafutza, what's called you press the kli together. That's called chain bo tefach u'makom echer, echer, like you press the parts together, there is no one place where it's open, the tefach. So in such a place, kizayis min ha-meis nosun tachtel, let's say kizayis min ha-meis put underneath this type of a kli, since it's a bare type of a kli, so kineg de'ara term tomei, underneath it all the way down becomes tomei. Agaba, if the tumah is on top of this kli, so kineg de'ara rekiya tomei, go straight up the tumah to rekiya. V'seich, let's say the tumah is inside the kli, or the bias, or else inside the house, then toich inside the abayis is tmei. Now the lochus before we had was when the kli was sholim. Mashenkin, if the kli is not sholim, then it has different lochus. And then kubakash. So mishneches. What's going to be hoisa gavoyim in earth tefach? Let's say this kli, this kiveras habchus, this bad one that was pressed together or clogged up with kash. So let's say it was off the ground the tefach. Now, what's going to be tumah tachteh of the tumah the k'zayis meis underneath this kli? Oy babayis or also took the k'zayis meis is inside. That's why besoicher was inside this kli. So hakol tumah, everything is tumah then. But what hakol tumah? What's going to be el gabo? Means chutz. What's on top of it? What's on top of the kli? That does not become tumah. Al gabo. Let's say the tumah is on top of the kli. Then the tumah, but said, goes straight up. Connect the other rakiya tumah. Opposite this, all the way up, it remains tumah. Mishnah Tes, Hoysa Mamal, let's call Abayis. Let's say this tumah like filled up the whole house. There's this kli filled up the whole house. V'yein v'nol le'bein ha'kor, there's no space between the kli and the roof. Pasech tefach, not a pasech tefach, not even the sides of a tefach in between. So then, tumah b'seichoy. If the tumah is inside, the kiver is inside the kli, is Abayis tumah, the bias is tumah. Anything inside the house becomes tumah. Mash. But tumah b'bayis, let's say the tumah is inside the house, then masha b'teich etor, what's inside the kli, that's like a chatzitza that remains tor. Shederech tumah, Lord says, because derech tumah inside the kli to go out, but v'yein dak l'kon, it's not a derech tumah inside the house to go inside the kli. Now, bein amed is bein mutat tzidah, what's standing straight up, what's slanty on the side. Bein achas, bein shtayim, whether it's one kiveris, whether it's two kiveris, still have the same malacha, two one on top of another. It's not between the bottom one and the top one. Sech tefach will have this halachis. That what's inside the kli makes everything tummy. But the tum is inside the house, and inside the kli remains tor, because we don't say safe for tum, Allah says into the house. Into the kli. It doesn't go from the house into the kli. Mishnah Yud. Let's say this kveris, this kli was standing inside the doorway.
Vitzpi Lamal, the opening of it was on top, towards the mashkev, towards the doorpost. So Vien Benola Vena Mashkev Sefer, there's not a tefach between the top of the kli and the doorpost, the mashkev. So Tumah B'Toychev, the Tumah is inside the kli, Habayis Tor, Bayis itself is Tor, because the Tumah is not going to go into the house, Derech HaKiveris, since it's so attached to the mashkev, there's not even a Pesach Tefach over there. Tumah B'Bayis, let's say the Tumah is inside the house, then Mashkev B'Toychev Tomei, what's inside the kli, though that's the Chiddush, becomes Tumah. So the Tumah goes out from the house, Lachutz, through this Kiveris, so therefore what's inside the Kiveris also becomes Tomei. The Mishnah says, "Shaderech haTumah lotzeis." Therefore, the Tumah to go out. Mashenkin v'yendak likonis. Not derech if the Tumah was inside the kli, that the Tumah should go back inside the house, but rather go straight outside. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hoysam muta al tzida. Let's say this kiveris, this beehive, this kli was tilted on its side, the avir hanging in the air, and it was outside the house, and the gezayis min ha'meis was underneath it, underneath the kiveris. So the loch is, or Gezayis min ha'meis nosum tachter, Gezayis min ha'meis is underneath this kli, or Yagabra is the Gezayis on top of the kli. So Kol Shuk Neger Gezayis was opposite the Gezayis, tachter of Agabra Thomas, on top and bottom remains Thomas, the Tumah goes out. The Kol Shein, the Kenegar was ever not opposite the Gezayis of the mace. So then Toicha Tor, what's inside the kli remains Tor. B'toichoi, but let's say the Tumah itself is inside the kli, then I call Tomei. What's inside the kli is Tomei, what's inside the house is Tomei, because the Sefer Lotzeis. And this Kiveris now also in Smut Al-Tzidah, the Tumah goes up, the Tumah goes down, because the Kiveris is not called the Chatzitz of Nei Tumah. Therefore it brings the Tumah. Therefore everything all over is Tomei. Mishnah Yudeis. What's going to be Hoysa Gevoyim in Oros Tefach? Let's say this Kiveris was Muta tilted on the side, and it was above the ground, the tefach. So Tumah tachtev, Tumah is underneath it, like a gabra on top of it, is how kol tam, everything is tamei. Ela toichoi, only what's inside it remains tor. Ma'ashen kein b'seicho, let's say the Tumah is inside the kli, then hakol tam, everything is tamei. Because the Tumah is going to go sofa, go out into the house. Now, b'med devar memur, when was this said? Bizman shi kli, went to kli. Well, what's going to be hoisab chusa was a broken kli of kuka b'kash. You stuffed it up with straw. Oy machzeka saboim. So the kli is so big they could hold 40 saws of liquid. Kedivrich like the chom. Shid kedivrich chomim. It's not called the kli anymore. Tumakabu tuma. Ros kizayis now. Kizayis min ames nosim dachta. Exactly what's put underneath it. So connect the other time tomei. Our gab was on top of it. If the tumah was on top of it, connect the other rakiyas tomei. The seich of the tumah is inside the kli. And Tumah El Vasoich, only what's inside the Kli, it's called the Chatzitza. Hoysa Gevoyim in Oros Tefach, let's say the Kli was above the ground of Tefach. Now Tumah was Tachter, so Tachter Tomei. The Seich of Tumah was inside it, Toichai Tomei. Agab Tumah was on top of it, connect the other Rekia Tomei. Then we said Tumah's Vakas V'Yerla goes straight up, add the Rekia. Yeah, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hoysa Yosheb Esav Shaleho. Let's say this Kli, this Kiveris, was sitting on its shle, on the bottom of it. It was hanging in the ear, and the top of it was lamala, and the bottom was on the bottom. And the kli, it's called the kli, means it's not machzekes, aboyim so. It's not bigger than the size of the kli, but it has a shem kli on it. So then the locher is tumah tachtef, the tumah, the gezayas of the mace is underneath the kli. Or else the seich of the gezayas of the tumah is inside the kli. Or yal gab, or else the gezayas of the mace is on top of the kli. In all these three cases, is Tumah v'kas v'yir, the Tumah goes straight up. We had before, Kli itself is not called the Chatzitza v'fnei HaTumah. See, if it doesn't stop the Tumah goes straight up. That's called Tumah v'kas v'yir, l'b'kas v'yiredis. It goes down also. What's going to be, Hoysa Gevoya Minor Tefach was above the ground more than a Tefach. Hoy Mechuser was covered up. Hoy Kufu Yapir was turned upside down, his opening was on the bottom. So then, Tumah Tachtev, the Tumah is on bottom of it, or else Batoich inside it, or Yagaba is Hakol Tomei. Meaning to say, not only on directly on top and directly on bottom, but along the whole Kli itself also is Hakol Tomei. It's like an oil here, and therefore the top of it, when anything comes down under the Kli, is also Tomei, like a Tumah of an oil. Since it's above the ground more than a Tefach, so it has a loch of an oil now, therefore brings the Tumah down to the side also. not only directly underneath or directly above the mace itself. Mishnah Yudalit. The medvar mamur, when was it said that we had before? This man she kli, only if this kiveris is complete and has a shen kli, that's not marzek es aboim so. What's going to be though, hoy so pechuso? Let's say it was broken, the piece was broke off it, and it was bought with a shen kli, and therefore became into an oil. Oh, pechuka bekash, and you stuffed it up now, the hole with straw. Hoy marzek es aboim so, or else it was big enough, this kli, to hold aboim so of lach. Kedivre chom et echom shito. That af kli adom of yitzaboy with machzak aboim sore caused loch of an oil. Then a loch is tuma tachte, the tumas underneath it, real specifically inside it, real sagap on top of it, is tuma bakas vyerlo, tuma bakas vyeredis. So the tuma goes up and tuma goes down. Because since this kli was not gavoyim in or tefach, so it's dina shotumis, katuma rutsa goes up, and therefore goes up and goes down. It's not called like an oil here, because there's no pesach tefach from the bottom of it. But Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Imrim, ein tuma oilulu, no, the tuma does not go up, and af loy redesim, and also does not go down. They hold that when the tuma is underneath the kiveris, does not go up, because the kiveris is called the chatzitza over here. They hold it is called the chatzitza. Since right now you covered up the hole, it's called the chatzitza. Now, what's going to be hoiso gevoyim in or tefach? Let's say this kli was above the ground of tefach, and now tumatach, this now it's called like an oil. Therefore, you have the tumatach, tachter, tome, underneath this tome. The soich inside the gab on top of it is connect the other rikia to tome. The opposite until the rikia is all tome. Here, Mishneh Tezvov. Oroin shi rechova milamaton vitzora malmalon. You have this oroin, this tomb. We're talking about now where it was carved out in a mountain, let's say in a rock. Now the rock itself, the mountain, is called Karkoilam. So it's carved out inside the stone of the rock, which is Rechovim Lamaton, on the bottom of the coffin. It's very wide. Vitzara Milamolan, and on top, where they put the covering is, it's much narrower. The mace was put inside the coffin. So Anageya Bol Milamaton, to whoever touches the bottom part of the coffin is Torah. Because it's not called directly underneath the mace itself, it's only underneath the kisui that's tamei. But since on the bottom it's wider, it's called like touching karak oilam, the ground, therefore you tor umil malon. But if you touch the top part, the kisui, the covering of the tomb, then tamei, because the mace is there, the tamei goes up, you tamei. What's going to be rechovim mil malon? Let's say it was wide on top, it was a wide covering. Vitzorim mil malon, and the bottom was very narrow. So negei bo mikol makom tam, wherever you touch it, it's still like opposite of the mace, you would become tamei. Hoyis a shov, let's say it was equal, both on top like a square, on top and on bottom. Hoyis a shover. So negei bo mikol makom tamei, whoever touches it any place is tamei. The divrei Rabbi Elazar, these are the words of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, mitefach ulamaton tor, from the bottom tefach, downwards, yitor mitefach ulamalon tamei. Once your tefach upwards, any part you touch over there, then you become tamei. There is the tefach which is somach l'shaleh ulamala. From the bottom tefach, once you go up a tefach, and all the way upwards, you become tamei. Ho'asuya kemin kamrito. Let's say the kof was made like a kamrito, was made like a chest. In other words, the covering on top goes even over the sides also. So then, hanageya bo mikol makom tamei. Any place you touch it, it's all sitting under the mace that you become tamei. Kemin guluskois. That's what is made like a guluskois. Of a case. Was made like a case. Then, hanageya bo mikol makom tor. Wherever you touch it, you tor. That the covering is not over the sides, just inside the middle of it. The covering only covers just the middle of it. Not the sides at all. So therefore, if you touch the outsides, you tore. Chutz mimakom tzichosoi. Only the place of the kisui itself, you touch the part where the cover is, that's the only place you become tamei. But not any other place. Any other place, you would remain tore. Yeah, Mishneh Tezayin. Chovius, a barrel made out of earthly kli, which is not makabel tumah by itself on the outside, only from the inside, is yoshev esav shaleh, was hanging like on the bottom of it. Biavra in the ear, and it's talking about outside, not inside the oil. Or gzayis min hameis nosun tachter, there's a gzayis min hameis put underneath this kli. Oy b'serchlas the gzayis put inside the kli, so lochel like this. Kineged kurkurta is tumma b'kas v'yirla, is b'kas v'yiredis. Meaning that the tumma was put inside the kli, kineged karkusa means on the bottom of it, on the floor of it, on the kakar of it, let's say like. Then the lochel the tumma is b'kas v'yirla, shoots upwards, b'kas v'yiredis, it shoots downwards also. All right, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. So that's called tumma b'kas v'yirla, b'kas v'yiredis. Bachovius Timea, the Chovius also is Tomei. What's going to be Tachas Dofno Bivachutz? The Gzayas of the Mace is underneath the side of the barrel. Like you have a round barrel, you know, on the outside of it, like the middle of it is fat, sticks out. So you have the Gzayas of the Mace on the outside of the barrel, underneath, like the stomach of it, that's sticking out. That's called Tachas Dofno Bivachutz. So Tumma Vakasvil, the Tumma shoots straight up. The cast for your red is a shoot straight down. The achovi is torah, the chovi remains torah. This was only tumma on the outside. The klicher is not a cover tumma from the outside. This seich, let's say the tumma is inside it. This sach has dofna, and underneath the sides of it. So it depends. In yesh bitfonus, pesefta, the walls that are sticking outwards. Again, the gzayis min hameis is inside the kli, but not directly up underneath the kli are. In the middle of the center of the kli, but it's more towards the sides that's sticking out in the kli. So that part sticking out is Basef Tefach, is our cold tongue, everything is Tomei. Or Kineged Pia Tor, which directly above the mouth of the kli, that remains Tor. But Vimlavas, there's not a Basef Tefach, it's not a Tefach of the belly of the barrel. So then, Tum Vakas Vyoyla, Tum Vakas Vyoyla, Tum shoots upwards and shoots downwards. Vimedram Amur Memus is said, Bitoira. Only if the kli itself was tor, the stone with the kli was tor. Avlim hoisa tmei. Let's say the kli itself was tmeya. Oy gavoyim minor asech. Or else the kli itself was above the ground, the tefach. Oy mechus. The kli itself was covered up. The pi of the chavis was covered up. Oy kfuya pi. Or the barrel was turned upside down. Then tumah tachteho. The tumah is underneath it. Or else besoich inside the agav on top of it. Then akol tamei. Then everything becomes tamei. Here we said the tumma goes all over inside and outside, and everything remains tummy. Yeah, Perak HaSiri Rupta, Mishnah. Aruba Shihi B'Toich HaBayis. You have again a window on the roof of the house, on the roof of the room, and there's nothing on top of it. Now, V'yeshba Pasef Tefach, the window itself is wide, a tefach. It's a square of a tefach, at least that much. Now, tumma B'Bayis. Let's say the mace is inside the house, underneath the rest of the roof. So then, Kineged Aruba Tor. Any kli that's directly underneath this window is Tor, because since there's no mechitza there on top, there's no like oil there, so therefore does not bring the tumma down into the house. What's going to be the tumma Kineged Aruba? Let's say this tumma is directly underneath the Aruba, the open window on top. So that's the opposite. Then Habayis Tor, anything in the house remains Tor. Because the tumma goes straight up through the window and does not come down, there's no oil on top of it. Therefore, anything else in the house remains tor. Now, what's going to be ha tumma bein habayis? This tumma, the gezayis of the mace, is inside the house, whether it's underneath the rest of the roof. Bein kineged aruba, whether it's underneath this window. Now, nosa nes raglim milmalon. Let's say somebody's on top of the roof, on top of the ceiling, and puts his foot underneath that hole and covers up the tefach. So Erev Esatum, he mixes up, means he makes one complete oil on top of the mace, and therefore everything now in the house is Tomei. Whether you're directly underneath this chaloin or not, everything is Tomei, it's like one big oil. What's going to be Miktsos Tum of Abayis? Let's say out of this kezayis of an amaze, half of the kezayis is underneath the regular roof of the house, but Miktsos Sekneged Aruba, and half of it is under this window that's opened. So Habayis Tomei, whatever's underneath the roof of the house remains Tomei. It's called like as an oil over a mace, even though it's really only a chatzik zayis, but since it's attached, it's considered like it's an oil over a mace, and it's matam anything under the oil. Now, Okineged HaTomei Tomei, even the part that's under the window
what's directly underneath or the makom of the tumah, they do become tamei. So that's the chiddush where sev is found like directly in between where the piece of the mace is underneath the aruba is also tamei. But the other part of the aruba that the mace is not next to, if something's underneath that part would remain tohor. Mishnah Beis. Let's say the window on the roof is not wide at tefach. So then, tumah v'bayis, let's say the tumah is inside the house. So, kineged aruba tor. Whatever directly underneath the window itself on the roof still remains tor. Because still the mice, it's not called an oil on that part, even though the aruba is not pasech tefach, but still it's still an aver, it's open, it's not called an oil. So anything underneath the aruba remains tor. What's going to be tumah kineged aruba? Let's say this kazayas min ha-meis is underneath the hole, underneath the window in the roof. So in habayis tor, those things remain tor. But there's no oil on top of the meis. The tumah only goes straight up out of the house, so the whole bayis remains tor. Ha-tumah b'bayis. Let's say again the tumah is inside the house. And now nosan es raglim amalim. Somebody goes on top of the roof and puts his foot on top of the hole to cover up the hole. So tor, so that person on top, he remains tor, because the tumah does not go through the hole, since the hole itself is less than a tefach. That's the chiddush over here, that that person on top remains tor. What's going to be hatumah kinek? Yeah, what's Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir lo metam. Rabbi Meir holds no. Rabbi Meir, that person does become tomei. The person that puts his foot there on top, he becomes tomei. The chomer nechom say. The tumah was there first, before the person puts his foot there, then tamei. Then when he puts his foot there, it becomes tamei. But im ragla kodmes tumah, let's say his foot was there first, and then they put the tumah over there, then tor, then the person remains tor.
Now Rabbi Shimon says, what's going to be shtei raglayim, two different people, two different feet, zu agav zu, one on top of the other. Shekodmu es tumah means first Reuven put his foot on top of this window to cover up the roof, and then Yehuda came and put his foot on top of Shimon's foot, and both feet were there before they put the tumah underneath the window. Now what's going to be later? Moshe Harishon es raglo, the first one takes away his foot. V'nim says raglo shesheni shom. Now the second one's foot is there. Is tor still is considered tor? V'nei shekodmu raglo shereishon es tumah. Because the ma'aseh, this hole was covered up before the tumah came there. So therefore, it's considered like it was a complete mechitza. It's not the pshat that their foot is holding down the mechitza, holding down the tumah. So therefore, their feet now still remain tor, even though the second one is first like being over the oihel now, when the first one takes away his foot. But since the ma'aseh was always considered like there was a complete oil there, therefore his foot is not tumah. Well, I have to explain here, this is considered like an oil sosum, that the tumah does not go out from it, since the hole there was less than a pasach tefach. And the Chum argument say, no, the mice, when the first one takes away his foot, now it's still like the second one is first putting his foot there, now after the tumah was there, the Chum said like it would be tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be miksos tumah babayis or miksos tekneged aruba? Again, you have this kazayis min ames, that half of the kazayis min ames is under the regular roof, and half of it is under the window in the roof. And again, where the window is less than the pesach tefach. So, habayis tomei, anything in the house under the roof becomes tomei, as if the whole kizdayis is under the roof of the house. O kinegera tomei, anything also opposite, exactly where the part of the tumah is under the window, like directly above it, also becomes tomei. Hebrew Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says, no, habayis tomei, but kinegera tumah tor. Only what's under the roof of the house, that becomes something that has a lock of an oil. But what's directly underneath the window, the open window on top, even though the tumah, a little part of tumah sticking out there, still will remain tor. Rabbi Yossi says, Im yesh ba tumah kadesha ticholek, u satamia sabayis, that it depends. If the tumah that's there, there's enough like two kizaisim that you could divide it up, shaticholek u satamia sabayis, there'd be like a kizayis under the house. Who is Satame Knegra Tumma, also be Kazayas under this oil, under the roof, then Tomei, then Tak, everything is Tomei. But Vim Lav, if not, Habay is Tomei, but Knegra Tumma Tor, and even something that's on top of the Mokum of the Tumma, that's like underneath the window, that part is Tomei. There's not enough of the Kazayas there alone, will not become a Tomei. Mishnah Dalit. Rubois Zuagavzu, you have like two stories, and each roof has a window in it. And one window is exactly opposite below the other window. Like, so from the bottom floor, you can look up straight upstairs and see the Shemayim. There are like two roofs, and both of them have the same window, one underneath the other. Now, the Yesh Ben Pesach Tefach, and these two windows are both a Pesach opening, at least a Tefach by Tefach. So now, Tum of Abayis, if the Tum is underneath the house, the roof of the house, so then, Kineged Arubah's Torah, what's directly below the windows is Torah, there's no roof there to bring the oil of the Tumah down, so therefore, if a Keli is underneath the windows, they're Torah. What's going to be Tumah Kineged Arubah? The Tumah, the Gezayas from the Mace, is directly underneath the window. It's not underneath the ceiling of the house. So Abayis Torah, whatever's inside the house, remains Tumah. Torah remains Torah, because the Tumah goes straight up to the Shemayim, does not come down, there's no oil on top of the Tumah. What's going to be Hatuma Bein Babayis Bein Kneged Arubais? The Tumah was either underneath the roof of the house or else underneath the windows. Now, Nosan Dover Shemakabu Tumah. You put something that is Makabu Tumah, Bein Milmala Bein Milmata, we put it on top of the first roof or on top of the second roof. As I call Tumah, it's Mitzarah put all together, and still there's one big oil here, and everything becomes Tumah. Since it's Makabu Tumah, what's going to be Dover Shena Makabu Tumah? That depends. The man will amatan tummy. What's below this kli? It's like an oil. It becomes tummy. But the man will amala. What's on top of it remains Torah. There's no aruba. There's no oil there. So on top of it, that remains Torah. Mishnehei. What's going to be again? Ain baruba is pesach tefach. The same case. There are two windows, one on top of another, like two roofs. But both of them are not wide open in tefach. Ain baruba pesach tefach. And it depends. Tumah Babayis, if Tumah is inside the house, then Kineged Arubah is Torah. What's directly opposite the windows, Taka, remains Torah. Tumah, because there's no oil, the Tumah doesn't come up. Tumah, Kineged Arubah, let's say the Tumah, because that's when the mace is underneath the windows, is Abayis Torah, because there's no mechitzah, there's no oil on top of it, does not bring the Tumah into the house. What's going to be a Tumah Babayis? Now, Nosan Dovah, Shemakabu Tumah, you put a Kli that's Makabu Tumah, Bein Dovah, we put this covering as on the top roof or on the bottom roof. It's only Tom, it's underneath the bottom roof, that's all. What's going to be Ein Tom Elo Tachtoin? It's called a bias that Tachtoin is Tomei, but the Yoyne is Tor, because the Tumah does not go up, min oil, to a bias. Since it's less than a Pesach Tefach, the Tumah does not go up into the second story. Hatumah, what's going to be Kineged Arubah? That's the Tumah is in between the two windows, and like on the second floor. Then the Nosan Dovah Shemakabu Tumah, you put something Makabu Tumah, Bein Milmala, Bein Milmata, what's on top, what's on bottom. Hakol Tumah, that's the star of everything becomes Tumah. But Vidovah, Shena Makabu Tumah, you put something that's not Makabu Tumah, Bein Milmala, Bein Milmata, and Ain Tumah, Elo Tachtoin. It's not Tumah, only the Tachtoin, that's the only thing that's Tumah, not the Elion. Only the Tachtoin, not the Mishnah Vov. Aruba, again, you have this window in the roof. She b'seich habayis, it's inside the house. So k'deiru nesunu techter, and you have a pot underneath it, which this pot is made out of a cheres, an earthly kli, which is shimtale. If you bring up the pot to the top where the window is, ein tzir soseh neges baruba, like the sides of the kli would not touch the end of the window. Meaning to say, it's not wide enough, the whole space of the window. But it would fit into the window. It would just squeeze in, fit in there. So now, Tumah Tachter, let's say you have Tumah underneath, a Gezayis Min HaMeis is underneath this pot. So Tumah Tachter, else B'Soicho, where else the Tumah is inside the Kedera. So B'Soicho, Tumah Tachter, B'Soicho, or Yagab, where else the Tumah is on top, Lamala, top of this pot, is Tumah V'Kas V'Yerla V'Kas V'Yeredis. The Tumah goes all the way up and all the way down, whatever's connected it, but does not go to the sides. And therefore everything else that's found in the house remains Tor, because the Gedera Atzma becomes Tomei. And therefore it's not like a Mechitza, it's not like an oil on top, the Tumah does not spread, but rather the Tumah goes straight up and straight down, only what connected the Tumah is really Tomei. What's going to be Hoy Sagavoyim in Orth Telesev's Kli was above the ground of Tefach? And Tumah Tachter, the Tumah was underneath it. Oy Babayis, or else the Tumah was underneath the Tikra, the roof in the house. Oy Babayis. So Tachter V'Yabayis Tomei. Like it's all considered one oil, the house, the roof,
and the kli itself, and therefore what's underneath the kli, underneath the bias, the roof of the house, all becomes tamei. Toicha v'gabe tor, but what's inside the kli or on top of the kli, that remains tor, because we see if it's a mechitza, the tumah does not go up, only goes downwards. But soicha, let's say the tumah itself is inside the kli or on top of the kli, they're not called tamei. Then everything is tamei. There's no mechitza here. The tumah goes up, the tumah goes down, everything becomes tamei. But since the tumah is inside it or on top of it, the kli becomes tamei, and a kli that's tamei is not matzel, doesn't have a loch of a mechitza, and therefore the tumah goes up and down, spreads all over. Everything inside is tamei. Here, Mishneh Zayin, hoisa nesuna betzad hoyeskupa. Let's say this kedera, this pot, is made out of an earthly pot, was put on the side of the stoop outside the house, which is really on the side of the threshold. So the Mishneh says, meaning to say, shim talif, you would have picked this pot all the way up, straight up, hinoigas, it would have touched b'mashkuf, it would have touched the threshold, like of the door. Pesech tefach, a tefach worth of the kli would have went, like by the threshold of the door. Zena lochriz tumetachteom, if the tumah is underneath this kli, or else pesech, was the tumah is inside the kli, oh yal gabros, the tumah is kazayas min ames, is on top of this kli. So lochriz tumah bekas, v'yerlo bekas, v'yeredis. The tumah shoots straight up, or shoots straight down. Whatever is either way, up or down of it, becomes tumah. But it does not spread sideways, because it's talking about now in a case where it's outside the mashkuf, it's like outside the house. Therefore, the tumah does not come inside the house. What's going to be hoisa gavoyim minor tefach? Let's say this kli was picked off the ground, the tefach off the ground. So then tumah tachter, the tumah was underneath it. Oy babais, or else the tumah is inside the house. So tachter, the abayis tumah, what's underneath it and inside the house all becomes tumah. But toicho, what's inside it, the gab, and on top of it, that's tor. What's going to be if the tumah is besoicha inside it, or yagabra on top of it? Then I call tumah, then everything becomes tumah. Because the tumah, the kli itself becomes tumah, it's not a chatzitza, and therefore the tumah, everything becomes tumah, I call tumah. What's going to be though, shim tal, if you would pick up this kli, einem nagas bashkoif, pasech tefach, it would not be touching underneath the lentil of the door, even a tefach wide of it. Oy mudbekes bashkoif, or else, if it's attached, it's like attached to the lentil, bashkoif, then tumah tachter, the tumah is underneath this kli, is in tumah tachter. So only tumah is underneath it, it remains like a chetzitz, it stops the tumah from coming up, it'll only be tumah, only what's underneath it, not more. Yeah, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Habayis Shenista. If you have a house, now on the roof, there was a crack that went straight along the whole length of the roof, and I divided the roof in half. Now, tumah bachutz, let's say the gezayis of the meis is in the part of the roof, that's bachutz, the outside part, that's near the door, nor the entrance. And again, the crack went straight across, the dividing the part of the roof near the entrance, near the room, near the door of the house, and to the back of the house. So now, kelim mibafnim, let's say the kelim that are inside, the under the roof of the inside of the house, that's torim, that remains tor. In other words, since the tumah is on the outside of the house, near the door, so we say that part of the roof is called an oil. But the oil does not extend to the inside of the house because there's a crack that divides the roof in half, so it's not called one oil. And by Hilchos tumah we do not say lovud, so therefore it's not considered like it's attached. Therefore, the tumah does not come to the inner side of the house. What's going to be tumah bifnim? Let's say the tumah, the gezayis min hameis, is under the inner part of the house, under the inner part of the roof. Now, kelim shabachutz, the kelim that are out, that are under the outer portion of the roof, that's near the door. So one sfar to say that should be tamei, because seifer tumah lotzeis, because you plan eventually to take the tumah out of the house. So still, Beishamay says, achihei besedek abo tfachim. If the crack, like that divides the roof in two, is four tfachim wide, then it divides it up, and then we do not say the tumah is going to go out through the front door. Rather, maybe the tumah go out through this crack, and therefore the kelim under the front part of the house remains tor. Beisil says no kol shu. No matter how small the crack is, it still divides the roof in half, and therefore the ma'isa, the kelim under the inside of the house is not under the outer side of the roof, like is not does not become tummy. Since the tumah is in the other part of the roof, and there's a crack in between that divides the roof in half, the tumah does not go over. Rabbi Yossi says, "Mishum beisilim beisilol,
No, pesach tefach. It has to be at least the crack has to be at least a tefach wide. If the crack is a tefach wide, then we look as if two different parts and the kelim under the other part of the roof is torah. But if it's less than a tefach wide, the crack, then we consider since the tumah is on the inner side of the house and it's a svara sofer, let's say, eventually it's going to go out through the front door, therefore it's metama under the front roof also. Mishnah Beis. Achsadra, let's say you have an open porch in front of your house, so it's open on three sides. Shenistika, that there was a roof, an awning like, went over the porch. Now there was a split in the roof of this porch. So again, Tumma Bitsadzev, you have a Xayas Min HaMeis on one side of the awning, one side of the roof. So Kelim Shebitsad HaSheni Torim, the Kelim under the other side of the roof is Torah. Since there's a split there, it's like two separate roofs, two steps of oil, the Tumma does not travel over. What's going to be now if the person is Nosnas Ragli, goes on top of the roof, and he puts his foot there, like to clog up the hole, or a corner, else he puts the reed, Milamalon, on top. So now Lochur is Erev Esatum, he mixes up the Tumma, then the Tumma does go from one side to the other side. What's going to be Nosnas Akonaborat? Let's say he puts the reed on the ground, or it's on the floor of this porch, that right underneath the split in the roof. So any maybe it's a Tumma, still the Tumma does not go over. Mice, it's a reed on the floor, but on top by the roof, there's still a split there. It looks like two separate roofs. The Tumma does not go over. There's a Chiddush. Let's say the reed that you put on the floor, if it's a tefach off the ground, so once it's a tefach off the ground, then it has a shem oil on it. Once it has a shem oil on it, even though it's all the way down below the roof on top, we see like good asif, it looks as if this oil goes and stands upwards, and therefore would be sosom, the hole upstairs, and then both sides of the roof would become, Tommy would have a shame, one big oil. Mishnah Gimel. Sogus Ove. Let's say you have a thick clothing that you have on the ground, or else Vakoifa Ove. Let's say you have a thick piece of wood. So Ein Mavinis Atuma does not bring the Tumma from one side of the roof to the other side of the roof. Again, the same shell like the Mishnah before. We had this Achsadru, a roof on top, and there was a split. And now on the ground, right underneath the split, you have this either thick cloth or this thick piece of wood. Because since it's only put on the ground, it does not connect the roof on top, and therefore does not bring tumah from one side to the other side. Chiu gevoyim menorot pasach tefach. Unless this thick clothing or this thick piece of wood is off the ground, a tefach, we had in the Mishnah before. Once it has a shame oil on it, it's off the ground, a tefach, then we say gudasra goes all the way up to connect the roof on top. What's going to be Kfulim Zu Agabi Zu? Let's say it's folded over this clothing one on top of another. Still, Ein Mavinas Atuma. Achetehel Yoyna Gvoyim Menorat Pasech Tefach. Although the top part of the clothing is off the ground of Tefach. If the top part of the fold is off the ground of Tefach, that's considered like an oil. And then we say it shoots up and it connects the roof on top. What's going to be Hoya Ba'odom Nosan Shom? Let's say a person was lying on the floor underneath the crack in the roof. So Veshama Yermim ain't a mavis atuma. He's no good, he's not called like an oil. Since he's on the ground, he's not off the ground, the tefach. Therefore, he does not go up, he does not sosum, he does not bring the tum across. Obey Silim, it still says no. Obey Silim, Odom Cholulu. An Odom makes it like his hollow. The Atzad El Yoin, maybe it's a tumma. The top part of him brings the tumor over. The Atzad El Yoin is maybe it's a tumma. Therefore, by an Odom, he would be like a Bimechaber, the roof on top together, the tumor would go from one side to the other side. Yeah, Mishnah Dalad. For Yomashkif Yad HaChaloin. Let's say a person was sticking out the window and he was looking downstairs. Veheyel al Kervi HaMeis. Now underneath him, they were making a Levaya and there were people that were bearing a mace was passing by. So this person now becomes Tomei because he's Mamash on top of the mace. So the question is though that this person sticking out the window, does he bring the tumma inside the house? Is he considered like an oil that brings the tumma since his feet like is inside the house? So it's a machlokes. Beishamay says, ain't maybe it's a tumma. No, he does not bring the tumma inside the house. And Beishamay goes, l'shitas last Mishnah, that a person is not considered hollow, but it's one body. And therefore, since the bottom of him is like attached to the windowsill, so really there's no pesach tefach, there's no tefach there for the tumma to come inside. So therefore, like his body, the oil of him stops by the windowsill and it does not come in. However, Beisilim, Beisil here is Mach, when he says, no, maybe it's a tumor. Yes, the person is considered like an oil, like the Mishnah before.
his body is considered like a cholo, like a hollow. And therefore, the top part of his body is like the oyel, which is more than a tefach above the windowsill. So that brings the tumah inside the house. But umaydim, even Beishami admits to Beis Hillel, Shimhoye lovish bekedel. Let's say this person is sticking out, was wearing clothing. I show you shnayim ze'agabizeh, there were two people, one on top of another. Then shemivin is a tumah. Then yes, then they do bring tumah inside the house. Because then the top person is more than a tefach above the windowsill. So he's called like an oyel that can bring the tumah inside the house. Mishnehei, what's going to be hoyumutol al hoyeskupo? Let's again, a person was lying down on the threshing hold of his house, on the front of his house, he was just lying down. The ilu olav kervia meis, was outside of his body, like was outside the threshold of the house, and there was kervia meis, people carrying a meis went over him. So again, that person becomes tummy. So the question is, does the tumah come inside the house? So beshamu yomim no ain't maybe it's a tumah. Again, he's not considered like an oil. He's not a teflach off the ground, and therefore does not bring the tumah inside the house. Well, Beis Hillel says no. Maybe yes, a tumah. Yes, the body of the person brings the tumah inside. Again, l'shitosam, they hold the body of the person is like a cholol, like an empty, like a hollow, and therefore the top part of him is more than a teflach off the floor. So he is considered like an oil. Therefore, you bring the tumah inside the house. Now, Mishnah Vav, continuation. What's going to be ha tumah babayis? Let's say a tumah meis. The mace was inside the house. The ilu olav, and the same case, and this person now was lying across the threshold, that half of his body was inside the house, half was outside. So the question is now, is his body called an oil to bring the tumah outside? And here, the ilu olav terim, people on the outside that were tor, was on top of this person. So the question is this person called an oil to bring the tumah there or not? So again, the same machlokes. Beishamai mitairim, no, the tumah does not go, the person is not a tefach. Yes, look at the top part of the person, the top of the ground, he's considered like an oil, he could bring the tumor across. Mishneh Zayin, Kelev Shochal Bisar HaMeis. Let's say a dog when it was alive, it ate the kazayis of a mace, so that's tumor inside it. But calls a man, the dog is alive, it's called Balua, the tumor does not come out. What's going to be now a mace a Kelev? Now the dog dies. The dog is lying again on your threshing hold of the door of the house, and part is inside, part is outside of the house. So Rabbi Meir says like this, Im yesh b'tzavora pasef tefach, where the neck of the dog, let's say, is inside the house, and the kzayas of the mace is inside the dog, and like we'll see later, it did not pass by three days yet since it ate it. So it's not cold digested yet, it's still cold, there's a kzayas of the mace inside the dog. So the question is now, the top part of the dog is like an oil, and it should come out. See if the opening of its neck is pasech tefach, a tefach wide, so maybe it's a tumah, then the tumah goes out, right? The top part of the dog is called an oil over the mace, and the tumah goes straight out his mouth. The imlav, let's say by the neck though, it's not open a tefach, then maybe it's a tumah, then the tumah does not go through, it stops the connection, and the tumah does not go out. That's Rabbi Meir Yeshita. Rabbi Yossi says no, royin es a tumah, look at this tumah, we have to look where exactly is the gezias of the mace inside the dog. If the gezias itself is mikneged hamashkel lefnim from the inside of the house, then Abai is tummy. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, he learns that pshat is not called like the oyelia, but rather it's called like sosim. The tumah is just like kasviel, it just suits straight up. It goes through the dog straight up. So the tumah is inside the house, it goes straight up in the house, and it's the time of the house. But let's say the part of the dog that has the gezias of the mace is mikemeged amashkif ulachut is outside of the house, then Abai is tor, then the tumah shoots off outside, but the house itself remains tor. Now, Rabbi Elezer says that piv lifnim, no, it depends, let's see which way the dog is. If the mouth of the dog is inside the house, so it means the other side is outside the house, then Abai is tor. But see, all the way the tumah is supposed to go out of the body by a dog, like it's through the waist, so it goes out through the bottom part of the body. If that part of the body is of the dog is outside the house, so the bias is tor. What's going to be piv lechutz? Let's say the mouth of the dog is outside, so in the bottom part of his body is inside the house, then our bias tomei. Like it says, shahatuma yoytzeh derech shulov. The tumah is supposed to go out through the bottom part of the body, through the waist. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseroim, he says no. Ben kach or ben kach. It doesn't make a difference which way the dog is or where the gezias of the mace is. Habayis tamei. He holds at all times, the bias is tummy, Chasiyos, the tumma is supposed to go out either way, either through the pear or through the waist. So both ways the bias remains tummy. Now the law is, the Mishnah says, Kama tishur b'meyev. How long does the kazayas min ameis have to be inside the stomach of the dog, like before when he ate it? How much longer is it still considered a kazayas? In other words, that's not considered digested. Once it's there, like the Mishnah says, shloisha yamin mi'eis leis, once it's there in the dog's body for 3 straight days, then we say it's already digested, it's not called a tummy anymore. Bifus of a dog, let's say by a bird or by fish, as long as it takes to burn it, to cook it, that's the siman that it's already called nisachal, it doesn't have tumor anymore. Hebrew Rabbi Shimon, the shear, both of them is a complete 24-hour period. Means if a bird or a dog ate a kazayas min ameis, so then if it stayed inside it for 24 hours, then it has no more tumor, even in the case that will be mace, it's not called a kazayas min ameis anymore, because it's already considered nisachal. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.